everyone. This is Kimberly.
And this is Katie.
And you're listening to A Date with Dateline. Kind of. We don't know what we're calling this, but we're trying something new.
A date with ID. Show us your ID.
Get ID, carded. Please.
Yeah.
Let's get carded up in here. What about a double date with Dateline, which we're stealing from Sean G and the Facebook group, but I still like it because it's a double dose of Dateline. A double date dose of Dateline.
Dateline, daily double. No.
No.
A date with Dateline, mini dose part two. Now on Fridays.
We don't really know what's happening, but we're trying something new for the apocalypse and to give you guys some extra content. And we really hope that you enjoy it. So we might be doing some datelines, but they're going to be shorter ones. And we're going to also do some ID Network because they have 5,000 shows that are ripe for the covering.
And
Katie found an article.
I did. I found a list of lists. It's Don't Watch Alone, like episodes they recommend you don't watch alone. It has nothing to do with Dateline, as Kimberly's told me, but the list is still called Don't Watch Alone. And there's about seven episodes, so we're going to be covering every single one of these and see if indeed you should not be watching these alone. And the first one we got out of the gate is amazing.
Yeah, and usually Katie's going to be covering a lot of them, but I'm going to do some too.
Yeah, and Kimberly's going to start this one off just because...
I actually chose this one not knowing anything about this list. It just happened to be on this list. But I chose this one because I saw this episode a couple years ago and was like blown away. It's insane. And I was like, I have to talk to Katie about it, but I never told her about it. And then I had her watch the episode. And so I'm hoping she's as blown away by it as I was.
Indeed, I am. And... also, you're not blowing this out of proportion. People will be shocked.
Yeah.
As shocked as I was
about
this episode. And it just keeps going. Okay, let's get started. We got a lot to cover.
So this is not a Sheila Davalou situation.
This is not.
Yeah, this is the opposite. Whatever it is when we're both excited about an episode, this is.
Yeah, that's that. Yeah.
Okay, so this is on ID Network. The show is called Your Worst Nightmare. And it is season 2, episode 1. It's called Bump in the Night. Ooh. And yeah. And it opens with a pregnant mom entering a house with her two kids. You don't really know what they have to do with it. And then we go away from them. So forget about them. Forget I'd ever said anything. And the intro for the show is very like psycho themed, wouldn't you say? It's like a woman showering. And for some reason, there's these flash like... quick cuts meant to jar your senses. And there's a quick cut of a wall and the word mommy written on the wall dripping in blood. It's like it has nothing to do with mommy, but it's like they picked words that would scare you if you saw them dripped in blood.
Mommy's one of those. Honestly,
one of them.
I didn't watch the credits. I fast forwarded.
It's like 20 seconds.
I have no time for that. I'm a busy lady my house.
So it's basically Psycho. And then you see blood going down the drain, like in a shower, just like Psycho. And then there's the woman gets out of the shower and closes the mirror and the shower, like the mirror door thing. What am I talking about?
Yeah, shower door. That's it.
No, I'm not talking about shower door. The mirror.
The medicine cabinet.
Yes. And then there's a masked person standing behind her. And then a close up of his eyeball. So
no.
So
also, we should play charades more because that was really good. I got medicine cabinet from you holding your hands like in a rectangle, like a box. And we would do so well
because
we do well at Taboo.
Yeah.
That's right. We're not
played
allowed
in years, but we.
But I feel like we weren't allowed to be on a team. There was something that it was teams were formed and it was
because we're too good.
Yeah. It was a formidable teaming. And so we were not allowed.
They're all scared of us.
Yeah.
So this takes place in the 1980s in a town called Pepperill, Massachusetts. It's a small town. It's known for paper mills.
No, it's not.
I guess.
They say famous. That?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's more known for paper mills than any type of mayhem.
Not a pepper mill? Why isn't it known for a pepper, like the pepper grinders?
I don't know.
Okay.
That's a good, what if it was, what if the whole town was those waiters that are like, pepper, madame? And everyone just went around and peppered each other all over town.
Tell me when to stop.
Tell me when. So that would be when you're driving in. Welcome to Pepperell. Tell me when.
Tell me, just say when.
So the Andrews family is who we're talking, who we're seeing based in, I don't know what I'm trying to say.
Yes.
They, it's a dad and two daughters because the wife passed away. The daughters, I know, the daughters are named Annie and Jessica, and they're both like 15 and maybe
12.
12. So 15-year-old Annie has become friends with a boy from another school. She's been talking to him on the phone. They connected through a mutual friend. He said he was captain of the football team, which I was like, why does the captain of a football team have to date a girl from another school? Aren't they like drowning in you know what at their current school?
No, I think they think it's cool. She goes to another school. What's that from? What's that? Isn't that the? Oh, that's Kevin on The Office. When he's talking about his girlfriend, that's not real. She goes to a different school.
I don't remember that.
Never mind. Anyways, I think, well, I think that just should just be the first red flag. But also, this is the 80s. So are they, how did he get her phone number?
I think it was like a friend of hers gave it to a friend of someone else's. They're like, they're passing slips of paper around.
Well, then I have questions about this later, because that's a not a good friend, is it?
No. No, okay. That's true. So then they go on this date. First of all, so they have the worst dialogue on the phone about going to get ice cream. The little sister comes in and she's like, who are you talking to? Is that Danny? And she's like, yeah, we're going for ice cream. And then she's like, I bet he wants to take you for ice cream to find out if you're sweet or something like that. It's weird, horrible dialogue that doesn't make any sense. Unimpressed with dialogue.
Also, we should be very clear. If you have not seen any of these shows before, these are reenactments.
Yes. This total is reenactments.
Full reenactments in these.
And the actors are trying their darndest.
And they do okay.
They do okay with what they are given.
Correct.
Which we all are. Isn't that just hashtag
that's
life?
Life, yeah. And also, I think that I still enjoyed the story, which means they did their job. It
yes,
wasn't distracting
true.
Enough to be like, okay,
correct.
I can't focus on this because what are you doing?
Yes, so right. So Danny comes to the door to pick her up. He's not what she pictured. He is like kind of like pimply and short, and he's wearing mom jeans, although it is the 80s, but whoa. Very saggy butt mom jeans.
Yeah.
Her disappointment is all over her face.
Yeah.
She's basically like, oh, like not in a nice way. Annie.
No.
So they go on the date. They're walking down the street eating ice cream. And he's like, so I'm sorry about your mom. Annie goes, you mean her being dead? It's okay. You can say it.
Oh my gosh.
Why is Annie so unlikable to me? She's really, I don't know why I do not like this girl.
I think it was the delivery of that line. I don't know how you were supposed to say that line.
That wasn't it.
But I feel like that was a little aggressive. It was an aggressive choice.
It was. He's just trying to be nice.
Yeah.
So she says, I still think about my mom every day and I can still feel her, you know, with me. And as they're walking down eating their vanilla ice cream cones. And he says, well, do you ever talk to her? No, he says, she said I talked to her. And he says, well, does she ever answer back? Which I don't know what he was. Does he believe in ghosts? What does he think? Is he just mean in a symbolic way? Like, feel her?
Like,
or
do you see a sign? Like, do you know what I'm saying? Is there something? Does
but
she send
anyways,
you a signal?
It pisses off Annie a lot. And she she storms off.
Annie needs to calm down.
And Annie, are you okay? Are you okay, Annie? And so he is so upset that he's blown this date that he crushes the prop ice cream cone with his bare hands. But it's real ice cream because it starts dripping down his fingers, like really aggressively, and then throws it into the trash. And his hand is all vanilla ice creamy.
How many times did they do the take of the crushing of the ice cream?
I hope just one.
How much ice cream was wasted in the shooting of this episode? Okay.
How many pigeons were very happy?
So, oh yeah, all the pigeons. How many like did they have to shoo off?
Yeah, exactly.
While they were going, they're like, okay, cut. No, can we get the bird wrangler in? Debbie, come in. Deb.
Can we get the lady from Mary Poppins in?
Oh, feed the birds, tuppence a bag.
Yeah. So one night, Annie and Jessica decide they really do want to talk to their mom.
Okay, so it's not that far off.
No, it's not. Maybe he gave you the idea, Annie. So maybe you should lay off. So they decide to do a seance. And
oh, man.
They're doing this incantation that I found hilarious. First of all, she's like waving this pendant back and forth.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And like think, I don't know. And then like if it goes to the right, that means yes. And if it goes to the left, that means no. Or no, if it circles in that order. It's like with the pregnant bellies and you hold a thing over their belly. And if it goes one way, it's a boy. I don't know where they came up with this. And then this incantation.
Yeah.
Which I thought was like the writers were not even trying. It was you who lived yesterday, come back from the shadows and into the light. And show yourself there. It's like a run-on sentence. And
oh, God.
I was unimpressed. It doesn't rhyme. Like, I thought incantations were supposed to rhyme.
No, it's much more effective if it doesn't rhyme. I think it's more believable. I mean, if they had, like, a sing-songy thing, you'd be like, whatever.
I'd be like,
lame. It's
I'd be that's unimpressed either way, probably.
But also that little spinning dance, I was so into that little pendant swinging thing, but I couldn't see if it was spinning to the right or to the left. Mm-hmm. I don't know how they could tell. I don't know how they.
They're also in a dark room. They're in a dark room with candles lit on the floor. So they're sitting on the floor with candles lit all over.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're not able to tell which way it's spinning.
Yeah. I was confused.
They'd need to be like, Mom, can you be more clear? I don't know what you're saying.
Well, then she is clear. Because well, the thing, yeah, go ahead.
Yes, so they don't have the rights to use the Ouija board, obviously, so they're doing the charm thing. The charm, they say, Mom, are you there? And it moves. So they're like, she's here. And then they say, Mom, do you miss us? Which I was like, that's the question you're going to ask? Obviously, like, what do you think she's going to say? Nah, I'm good. Kind of enjoying myself. It's nice to have kid-free time.
What would you ask? Are you in hell? Is that what
right.
you ask?
Yes. Are you okay? What's heaven like?
Yeah.
You know, is Pop there? You know?
Yeah.
Can you see us? Are you watching me? Those are the questions I want to know.
Logistical questions. Yeah.
Yeah. So the dad interrupts them. He walks in and he says, you guys, go do your homework. He doesn't like question why they're both sitting on the floor surrounded by candles.
Yeah, he's not worried about it. They'll be fine.
Yeah. So then weird stuff starts happening around the house. Yeah. The girls are watching a show called Hey Neighbor.
That's not real.
Okay. I don't know. And they hear a knocking noise at the front door. Or was it on the window? I think it was on the, it was like on the side
it was
of the
like,
house.
There's like a windows by the front door, and I think it's a knock on the window by the door.
Yes.
Does that help? Okay.
So the younger one, instead of being like, someone's at the door, which is what you would do.
Yes.
The younger one goes, is it Mom?
Aw. Also, the dad isn't freaked out that they're down there playing with like a Ouija board with candles lit. Like Black Candle Confession, part deux. They're not, he's not worried about that. He's like, that's okay.
I already said that.
But like, he never brings it up again. Like, do you think he goes at work and
he's
like,
hey. He's a single dad who's a bus driver. Maybe he thinks about it. And then when he comes home, like the girls are already asleep. And he's like, I should really talk to them about what they were doing with those candles. But then he never gets around to it. And
yeah,
he's
I
like,
so.
They seem fine. I'm sure they were just praying or something.
Oh, to Satan. Wait, also, is there...
there was a pentagram on the floor. I don't know what that was about, but
fine.
I'm going to look the other way.
I'm not that worried. Yeah. Is the Ouija board a branded thing? Is it Milton Bradley?
Oh, yeah, I'm sure it is.
Is it?
No, well, the ones they sell, like Milton Bradley, yes, but I'm sure there are like ones that are made in like stores, like little witchy shops and stuff.
No, like the occult stores where it's like the actual tool of the devil. And then there's the Milton Bradley version, which is like
the ones I used as a kid. Yeah.
You used a Ouija board as a kid?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Like with
your friends?
Yeah.
Did anyone talk to you? A couple
times. Yeah, but I didn't really buy it. I always felt like someone was pushing that thing.
My window is open and I see something going like this.
What is it?
It's the neighbor doing leg lifts. The apartment across the way. I've tried not to look.
Good for them.
I feel like I should close the window.
Good for them. Staying busy. I can
see the leg.
I can see it out of my peripheral vision. I love it. It's okay. It's Joni.
It is Joni. Why is Joni next door? Okay, that's crazy. All right, sorry. Go ahead.
So the noise at the front door, and the younger one is like, "Is it mom?" It's not mom.
No, it's the devil.
Yeah. So then there's like banging noises one night in the middle of the night, really loud banging noises coming from all over, like multiple points of the walls.
Nope.
And it's freaky. And
yeah.
The daughter says, "Whoever you are, I dare you to tap again." This is the older one, Annie. She's very aggressive.
She's just very brazen. What is this? Daring demons? Yeah. I dare you, demons.
Knock
tap
again.
All ye demons. What? No. Stop. Stop this.
It's like whenever someone in a movie says, "Show yourself," I'm like, yeah. no, thank
don't.
You. Do not show yourself.
Because then you know what happens. That guy from Pan's Labyrinth walks out with the eyeballs in the hands. And then what do you do? Because now you're effed. So
yeah,
you're the one that said, "Show yourself."
Yeah.
And there he is.
That is on you.
Crawling out from under the bed. It's Samira, mm-hmm. the girl from The Ring. So yeah. Watch out.
So they think it's mommy, of course, that is doing all this tapping.
No, mommy doesn't tap like that.
Yeah. And so they go to their dad like there's something crazy going on. Mm-hmm. And he's like, "I'm a single dad. I'm doing the best I can. I can't deal with girls and seances and your periods and stuff." He doesn't really say that. But like, babe, that's what he's implying. I'm not getting tampons for you.
He doesn't say any of that. None of that happens. I think he's more like, says, "Why did you invite the devil into our house?"
No, and he doesn't think it's real. He's like, "Why are you tripping? You're straight tripping, boo."
Oh.
And like,
stop
girls,
doing drugs.
Stop. Yeah, you're just at you miss your mom. That's all. There's nothing. No, there's no demon in our house.
Is a demon.
He has never heard all the taps. It always happens when he's like asleep or working. So conveniently has never heard any of this stuff.
Right.
But the noises keep happening, and they would hear like knocks when they ask questions, and things around the house start to move. That's before it's like walls are banging, and now it's like things inside the rooms are moving. And there's one, this is like a montage of things happening, and there's one scene in the montage where the girls are both doing their homework, they're sitting at the table, and they hear the banging, and they look up for the like a couple bangs, and they look up from each other, they look up, and they like look at each other, and then they both do this full-on like, "Meh, I'm sure it's nothing," and go back to doing their homework, even though you would think about this every day, and when you first heard a bang, you would be like, "Oh, it's starting again." But they don't. They go back to doing their homework, and then it bangs for a second time, and then they're like, "Oh, mom, I forgot about you. This is happening again."
Oh my gosh.
Like this, they both look at each other and do a like, "Eh," and go back to writing, but then the second bang, and they're like, "Oh, right. I forgot we were totally
Mom's
in a
here.
Horror movie. I forgot we were still doing this."
Mom demon.
Yeah. So the older sister gets a knife, like a big butcher's knife. So she's ready to go. And
I didn't like that.
What is she?
They were using a current knife block from IKEA. Oh. It was the magnetized ones on the walls. And those were not available in the 1981 or whenever this is supposed to be. I was like, details, prop department, set dressing, details. It matters. Yeah.
So they hear the banging in the basement, and it sounds like clanging on pipes. And
go in the basement.
No, never go in the basement.
Come on.
Did you not see Home Alone with that furnace? Nothing good happens in the basement.
No.
So the younger one is like, "Mom, is that you?"
No.
And Annie, the older one, she's figured out because she has the knife, and she's like, "It's not mom. Like, this is not mom. This is aggressive.
This mom, is the thing from Pan's Labyrinth. We need to get out of here, Annie."
But do you not remember mom, Jessica? Mom was nice. So,
yeah. Oh boy.
So they go down to the basement. I didn't like that they went together. I felt like I would have said, you stay back.
No. What?
Stay
you
back.
You would have me stay back and you go in the basement?
If you were my younger sister.
Kimberly, you.
I'd be like, go lock yourself in the bathroom.
No.
I'm going downstairs.
Then you're going to die you're both going to die in the horror movie because you have to stay together. The rule is not, I'm going to go check this out. Stay here. I'll be right back is the famous last words.
If you're all the same age, if there is an age discrepancy and you're the big sister, I would be like, go run to the neighbor's house. Lock yourself inside.
If your little sister is 5, absolutely. But she's 12. She can handle it. You keep her with you.
She's already gotten her period.
Yes, exactly. Stop it. She can handle this. Mom demon. So you need to take sister with you.
So they go down into the basement and there is a sign in red blood on the wall, like dripping blood. And it says, I'm in your room. Go find me.
Nope.
No, thank you.
No. So now what do you do?
Also, it says like Y-O-U-R. So it's using like.
So mom could spell. Mom so we know that's not mom.
Yeah,
we know
mom was a substitute teacher and she knew about how to spell.
Right.
So this is a ghost demon. And so they run
who
out.
Didn't finish fifth grade. So they can spell.
They run out. They call the police. Thank God. So the police come and they realize that it's actually ketchup on the walls. And they search the house and it's completely empty. So they're telling the dad, and the dad thinks the girls did it. They think, like, the girls have fabricated this whole thing. And he says, you know what? You girls, you both need therapy.
You think, like, dad? Their mom died, and they're young. Yeah, they should be in therapy anyways. This is the 80s,
though. Do you think they know their medical insurance card? Do you think they can get the therapy? You have to help them get therapy. Like,
has to drive the bus, Kimberly. He doesn't have time for them and therapy
that's
tampons.
Why BetterHelp can help you from the privacy of your own home. We don't have a BetterHelp ad, but if we did, it would go perfectly right there.
But they didn't have that in the 80s. They didn't have the internets.
That's true.
They're stuck in the house, which is also why you would be 10 times more cautious of things and demons and signs written in blood on the wall.
Why? Because it's your house?
Just because you don't have the internet to, like, Google, what do I do if there's blood on my wall that I add a message that I didn't write?
Do you know the Linda responses that you would get from, never happened to me. Sorry. Good luck. Yeah.
What does the blood look like? What color is the blood?
It's red, Linda.
I don't have a basement anymore since my house burned down. Oh, Linda. The worst. Don't die.
I'm choking.
It's not worth it. It's not that good of a joke.
I hate Linda so much.
She's the worst.
She's the worst. Okay, so he says they both need therapy, and they say, there's something in our house. Like, listen to us. Also, cop has this 80s mustache that is just so brilliant, and I don't know if that's where they spent their money, besides the knife block, but that was well worth it, because it's 80s.
I have
perfection.
A suspicion that the guy who is playing the 80s cop, sometimes the cops come with their own uniforms if they play cops a lot. Like, if they're always cast as a cop, they'll have a full getup. And I bet you he was like, oh, it's an 80s cop? Should I bring that mustache? And he asks, like, his partner, whoever, and then comes to set and is like, I've got this, and then has a great mustache that he brought from home.
Yes. I love it.
Because it was too good. It was perfectly matched his hair. It was well done.
Yeah. He deserves all of that. Like,
he deserves an Emmy. He deserves a makeup. Hair and makeup daytime Emmy. Mm-hmm. Good job.
Mm-hmm. So things quiet down in the house for a few weeks. Then one night,
Wait. What happens to the blood in the basement? Does the dad ever go down and check it out?
It was ketchup. And he thinks the girls did it.
Oh, sorry. That's right. Okay.
He literally thinks they wrote on the walls. Because they are doing all of this tapping.
Then they need more than therapy, Dad.
If that's the issue, they need
to go live with like an aunt. Like, they need to get out of town, get out of the house where their mom died. Like, you need they to need send to, like, them away.
Go to a farm.
First, yeah. Like, and, like, start toiling in the soil. Like, they need to start, like, you know, feel the earth with their hands. That's when you, like, need to get out of town, is if you're doing things like
they
that.
They need to go work on a kibbutz or something.
Yeah. What's a kibbutz?
It's like a Jewish farm where everyone, like, works together, communal thing. And some, you'd have to be sent to one to, like, relearn things, you know?
Oh, I'm sure these girls would be welcome.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Oh, they're pretending there's a demon in their house. We've had two of those last summer.
Oy
we reformed both of them. It was fine. Okay, so things quiet down. One night, the girls are deciding on which VHS tape to watch.
Oh, good. Good job.
And they're reading the titles of them. And the one daughter says, "What about They Say I'm in Love?" Not a real movie. I looked it up on IMDb.
Is that supposed to be Can't Buy Me Love? Is that supposed to be the Patrick Dempsey movie? Okay.
And then we see the other VHS tapes that are all hand labeled, like they've taped them off TV.
No.
And one of them is Stand Next to Me.
Oh, sweet Lord.
It's like they're trying not to get sued, like, but they make it so close that, and then Hey Neighbor.
When the night is light and the land is, can we change all the words?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So baby, baby, stand next to me. It's real good.
So good. So one of them is Hey Neighbor. That's a continuation. I liked that.
What?
Because that's a callback from a previous scene. That's like the person who did the props, like the set dressing.
They love Hey Neighbor.
They read the script and they were like, Hey Neighbor, they say it before. I'm putting it there. Okay.
That's good, art department.
But then we see Space Wars.
Nope. No, we don't.
So we all know what that is parodying.
Spaceballs.
Indiana Jones.
Yes.
And then my favorite is the Bad News Ducks.
Nope. That's just mean. That's stupid. They should have at least changed it a lot. Like the Good News Ducks.
Right.
The ducks aren't good news. The Good News Bees.
The Mighty Ducks hadn't come out yet, right?
So yeah. They could have done the Mighty Ducks.
But they hadn't come out yet. They could have done like, and then it would be like the okay ducks.
The okay swans.
The valiant gooses.
Yeah.
So
the peppy pigeons. Done.
So then the knocking starts again as uh-oh, they're about to watch whatever they've chosen.
Oh, Lord.
And
wait, we don't know what they chose?
They chose Stand Next to Me or Say I'm in Love.
One of those.
I think
Kimberly.
The daughter says, say I'm in love, and the younger daughter's like, ugh, not again, like that kind
no
of thing.
No romance.
Yeah.
I said no romance.
With kissing, that kind of thing. So I'm not sure what they chose. Probably Hey Neighbor, because they seem to have an obsession with that show.
Yeah.
So the knocking starts again coming from upstairs, and the little one says, I don't want to go up there, which is reasonable. But mm-hmm. The big sister says, we have to. It's back. And I'm like, why do you have to?
Yeah.
No one is making. Go get help. I don't care if people think you're crazy. You love Hey Neighbor so much. Go meet your neighbor.
Yeah, Hey Neighbor.
And say,
there's
hey,
a
neighbor,
demon.
Demon upstairs. You want to help me?
Yeah.
You don't have to go upstairs. Not all of this falls on you. So she takes the little sister upstairs because they go together. They go upstairs and there's a... In her, oh no, is it on the landing? There's a mirror and it says on the landing, I'm back, find me. So basically, this demon really likes hide and seek.
Yeah, this is a playful ghost mom demon.
Yeah, and they want to be found. It's not that, or maybe it's like find me, like in a spiritual sense, you know?
Oh, like find yourself?
Yeah,
find me.
Find
me within yourself.
Yeah. Oh.
Find the demon in yourself. I'm inside the house of your heart.
Mm-hmm. You know, seek within yourself, thou shalt find me.
All right. He is a religious demon.
Yeah.
You think. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's not mom. It's a religious.
Oh, I don't think it's mom. No, I never really thought it was mom. I feel like mom was a red herring. So they go upstairs because what it has said, find me. So they're like, and I shall. I shall find you.
So, I will find you. I will find you. Is that Daniel Day-Lewis?
Is that Braveheart?
No, I was trying to do Daniel Day-Lewis and Last of the Mohicans.
Oh, yeah.
I will find you.
Yeah, that's right. Okay. That's right.
And there's a waterfall. Does he jump over?
I don't know. I don't know if I've ever seen it.
I've only seen that part.
I don't know.
And I think it's in an old episode of ours, like very, very old. And I think I did it badly then, too. Sorry for that, everyone. Yeah.
So they're like, you know what? No, I'm not going to do this. They go downstairs. I forgot. They do go downstairs. They go back to the living room. And on the wall is a photo of Annie, the older daughter, with a knife through it. Like instead of a pin holding it to the wall, it's a knife holding it into the wall.
Nah.
So this demon has become corporeal and now can, you know, physically move objects, and right. It has form now. Yeah. So the girls are terrified, and it's at this point that I realize that they are actually the Andrews sisters.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I thought that was funny. Aww. So
what do the Andrews sisters do? They sit under an apple tree with anyone else but me?
No, I don't think so. I think they were more like doo-wop.
I think they're more country. I think it's three sisters and they're like a country like Dolly. By the way, R.I.P. Kenny Rogers. If you want to cry, watch Dolly Parton talking about it in her little message. It's too much.
I didn't see it. I couldn't see it.
No, don't watch that. It's too much. It was too much for my heart.
They were, the Andrews sisters were swing and boogie-woogie eras. Okay.
Boogie Boogie Bugle Boy. Don't say check.
You were so right. Don't sit under the apple tree.
Hey.
100%. Yes. I love it.
Come on.
You know your stuff.
Sometimes
okay.
I know.
So the girls are terrified. This time a neighbor is there helping them out. They finally did get a neighbor's help. Hey, neighbor. And so the dad is like, I'm going to go inside and check things out. And okay. He goes inside and all of the TVs in the house are on really loud and playing like in the 80s when you turn to the wrong channel and it was just static. And it's all that. So it's basically Poltergeist. It's full on Poltergeist. Nah. We have a Poltergeist situation.
No.
It's old Polty. Geisty.
It's old Geisty.
Geisty. And so there are two glasses of champagne sitting out also in the living room.
No. The girls didn't do that either.
The girls did not do that either. They didn't like sneak into your, champagne stash. Liquor I don't know why
cupboard.
This single dad guy has a bottle of champagne. But maybe he was saving it for his wife and then she died and it was like really symbolic. I don't know. But the girls aren't doing that, okay?
Right. So, no one's doing that.
So the dad walks up the stairs very slowly.
Mm-hmm.
This was like, call the police. They were there before. They knew about the ketchup. Say, we have the same sitch again, except this time it's old Polty and old Geisty. And like, we need your help again. Like, the cops seem to be on cool terms with the dad. So call your buddy with the stash over.
Okay.
They didn't seem that annoyed. They seemed to be like, your girls need help. Like,
but
you have a situation
like
here with the girls, but they weren't mad about it. So, but instead of calling the police, the dad walks up the stairs.
He's brave.
Very brave. He sees the mirror that says, I'm back, come find me. And he's like, okay. And he sees the TVs upstairs are also static, but it's like that flashing static. It's very...
I don't like that.
It's unsettling. It's very unsettling.
To say the least. No,
so
no one likes it.
He goes to his daughter's bedroom. And on the daughter's mirror, it says in red, marry me.
Oh.
He's like, nope. And then he turns. And this episode gets insane. He turns and he sees standing there a woman in a white 80s wedding dress with long blonde hair. Facing away from him.
Mm-mm.
And his response is, sweetie.
Okay, dad.
It's not your wife. It's either a demon or something else equally bad, it's not going to be your wife.
When you say sweetie and that thing starts turning to you slowly and you see that, that maybe there are eyeballs in its palms, get out, dad. Or that maybe you scan the body and see if there's like alien hands sticking out of the dress before say sweetie.
Uh-huh. 100%. Okay. Yeah. Do some recon.
Do just a few seconds. Just a glance up and down, dad.
Yeah. No. So the woman turns around so slowly, and what we see is the creepiest looking young man wearing horrifying war paint makeup, white makeup on the bottom, raccoon black around the eyes all the way across his face, and red lips going vertically up and down like a tribal demon, basically. Yeah. A tribal demon situation. Oh, and also he's carrying a giant axe.
Oh, yeah. There's
so
that.
There's that.
He's doing the Daryl Hannah in Blade Runner makeup.
Okay.
That's
okay.
Her, like, that final makeup that she wears. That's what he's doing. I don't know when Blade Runner came out, but I think it was in the 80s. And I think whoever this demon is saw that movie and said,
oh, that's possible. That's definitely possible.
He also looks like a samurai.
Yeah, samurai too. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I could see that too. Mm-hmm. Basically appropriating different cultures.
Correct.
For the makeup choice, which is not
sci-fi culture and Japanese culture. It's not right.
No, I don't approve. No. And so then the dad does the best double take. It's like a triple double take. It's like a double take, but then he almost double takes too hard and hits the wall behind him and then does like a bounce back from the wall.
It's a strong double take.
It's like a quadruple. Yeah. So it's very good. Then he runs down the stairs, but for some reason he decides to stop at the landing and ask the demon, what do you want? And the demon is not answering. Because the demon is silently walking towards him carrying an axe.
Yeah, no.
And you doesn't feel like talking right now. The demon wants to convey his thoughts and feelings through action and doesn't want to chat. So the dad finally runs out of the house closes the door behind him. And then for good measure, closes the 12-inch high little picket fence gate just because... Like, the demon couldn't just hop over that really easily. Well, but anyways, in a horror movie when you put extra things, like you throw your yoga mat on the floor and then that's, like, something they'll have to deal with, you know, a chair.
But he might think that that's, like, maybe it can't cross the threshold of the home. I don't
100,
know.
You know? Yes, like so a vampire, but yeah, he's exactly. already in. I don't know. Maybe he's trapped in.
He got invited in by the
and now
one.
He's
that
yep.
12-year-old letterman.
You're so right. And now he's trapped and he can't get out. So the police now believe him, finally. Yay. There we go. Everyone believes the daughters. Thank God. Yay. Yeah. End of episode. No, not even close.
No.
So the police, including the mustache man, there's the mustache guy and then his partner. And they go inside and they're at the landing to go upstairs. And they say rock, paper, scissors. Like, who has to go up first?
Oh,
and
boy.
And the other cop chuckles a beat too long, like it's the first time they've ever done this joke.
Oh,
but
no.
I feel like they do this joke all the time because they're partners. But whatever. He's really a jovial guy. He's loving life with his partner.
Yeah.
And so the cop that loses has to go up the stairs and one goes down to the living room. So they're looking all over the house with their flashlights on because – would turning on the actual lights scare off the demon? He didn't cut the lights, did he? Did he cut the lights, the power?
I think we are supposed to be under the assumption that the power has been cut.
Then they need to say that.
Well, there isn't enough time in the exposition to tell us that. The editors had to make a choice. They could leave in the ice cream bit or they could cut. And the director said, you gotta leave in the ice cream bit. That took 15 takes. We spent $35 on ice cream cones. That kid was a mess.
And a pigeon wrangler. The pigeon wrangler cost a fortune. We're
fortune,
not losing
Deb.
This
oh my gosh. Deb went into overtime. Double time.
Okay, so they have this mood lighting. And so one of the cops sees something suspicious downstairs. He sees there's a piano, but behind it, it looks like the panel on the wall is kind of like uneven. And he sees... that it's actually a door that's ajar. It's a crawl space under the stairs.
To hell?
It's Harry Potter.
It's a door to time. Hell. Oh, it's no, it's Harry.
It's to Diagon Alley. And yeah. It was Harry living there the whole time.
Yeah.
But that end of story. They say...
Thanks for listening.
This was the story of how Harry Potter came to be.
Okay, got
it. And it was number 4 Privet Drive, and that's where his letters went into.
And under the stairs was J.K. Rowling in a wedding dress wearing samurai makeup. It was great. It's really good.
So they say, come out, which I thought was very brave.
Come out, demon. Show yourself.
Show yourself. So, see, that's why cops are so brave, like, because they're the ones actually saying show yourself, and they actually mean it. And everyone else is like, show yourself, but not really, because I'm peeing my pants right now.
Yeah, but hang on. But hang on. Wait, hang I'm not on. Ready.
Not really. Not give now. Me another
not
second.
Not
give
now.
Me,
hold on.
Give me a second.
Not now. Not now.
Tomorrow. Let's try again. Show yourself tomorrow. So they out comes this little guy, this young man. He's still in the war paint, but he's changed his clothes for... If the wedding was upstairs, this would be the reception.
The reception dress.
The reception outfit. Sure.
Yeah.
So quick change. But it's a tank top and casual sweats. So it's a casual wedding. It's a backyard barbecue type wedding.
Okay.
He comes out with his hands up. They have him put his hands on the wall, and he's making either crying or laughing noises.
I don't like either.
Nope.
I don't like either one.
Super. Unsettling.
Yeah.
And so, and then the moment that the cop touches him to handcuff him, I like kind of jump, because I'm like, it's like crossing a threshold. Like, he can be touched. He's like, his hand doesn't go straight through.
Well, he's not a demon. He's not a demon. No.
I am this point just kind of figuring that out. Okay. A half of me still maybe thought he's a demon. So
okay,
they
fine.
Handcuff him. And they walk the guy out, and they say as they're walking him, what are you doing here? And he looks to the side. We don't get a reaction shot because they ran out of time that night, and the kids are under 18. So
exactly. This is a night shoot. We're going again. Yeah.
We don't get the reaction, but it's presumably he's looking towards the daughters, and he says, ask Annie. And then the narrator tells us, it's Danny LaPlante, the guy she went on the one date with who crushed the ice cream.
Wow.
He had been sleeping in their walls.
Nope.
In between their walls. He's living basically in their house.
Like a big rat.
A giant rat. So they go into the crawl spaces. They find any empty spaces in the, like, a bunch of different places, like behind the washing machine. There's like all these panels, and he's going through these spaces. They find food. They find flashlights. They find stuffed animals.
Are they his stuffed animals, or are they like other?
Hers?
The
did
girls.
She steal them?
Are they his friends from home, or did?
Come
are they animals
he's
from
like,
the house?
He's like a teenage boy. What else is he doing inside the walls? He's like looking at porno mags and he's eating junk food. So come on. And you know it smells bad. Like, you know it smelled
you
bad.
You know he must have smelled bad. When was he showering? When everyone was out of the house?
I don't know.
Also, how old is he? He's not in school? He's just chilling in the walls? Nobody
I bet
noticed?
He had been suspended from school because of what we find out later.
Yeah.
So I bet maybe he's supposed to be homeschooled. I don't know. We find out, it's a good question, but they find all this stuff, basically like rat droppings. I don't know. Like,
yes.
Was he holding it the whole time until they would leave, and then he'd come out and move stuff around and go to the bathroom? I don't know what's happening.
I don't know either.
They realize he has been living in their walls for months.
Okay.
I'm dead. I can't deal. It's so creepy. Like, is there someone in my walls right now?
No. First of all, do you know every crawl space in your house? Because I know every crawl space in my apartment. Do you have doors that go to nowhere?
I might. I don't know. I'm assuming
you've checked out, like, your apartment. Do you see, like, panels in the ceilings? There's one
ceiling that goes to the attic. I know that because the handyman has had to go up there. So
But you've never been up there?
I've never been up there.
Well, I need to go up there.
There's a key and a lock, and I have the key. I could go up there. But I'm more concerned about in the walls, because remember when I had rats? Like, I don't know where all those rats were living.
In the attic, so we got to get up there.
I don't know. They know they were coming in from the backyard. They were living in the kitchen.
Well, that's what they told you.
I saw them. They saw them in the kitchen. Right. Remember, it ran down the wall next to my head.
That's
so
right.
You need to come over here with an axe, and we're just going to start breaking through walls.
And a wedding dress?
And we're just going to
okay, I'll wear my wedding dress. I'll bring an axe.
The walls.
And then we'll go
my
through the
landlord
walls.
Might not be happy. He might not want to give me my deposit back, but I will show him this episode, and he'll be like, I get it, Kimberly. I would have done the same thing.
Yeah. That's absolutely acceptable.
Fine with that.
Also, better or worse that it's a teenage boy than a demon? Better or worse that it's the Pan's Labyrinth guy? Or, well, I guess if it's a teenage boy, he's probably not immortal.
Pan's Labyrinth.
But you know the guy.
Yes.
With the hands.
I'm thinking it's worse that it's a bag of wieners living in your house with you for months. He's looking through, like, panels. He's looking at you through vents, like, while you're changing. And stuff.
Yeah, it's not great.
The whole thing is so ick. Yeah. What do you think? It's worse, or would you prefer demon, or would you prefer bag of wieners?
I would prefer something that was physical that I could kill if I had to kill it. Yeah. I don't know. You can't kill a demon. You have to do like a spell, and then with fire, and then I think you have to burn the house to the ground. I'm not sure. I feel like you need to burn this house to the ground anyways. Because there was a giant rat boy living in the walls for 3 months.
1,000%. Yeah. I say get the torches, kill it with fire.
We're done
kill
with
it
this.
With fire. It needs to die. Yeah. No one else should ever live in this house. Like, bad things. It's like a
burial. No, you're done.
Indian burial ground. This house, like, it's no. It should be fenced off with, like, caution tape. And then in 20 years, a bunch of douchebag teenagers will sneak in and they'll all get murdered. And it'll be like a horror movie like Chernobyl. When those teenagers go and film themselves sneaking into, you know, or American Horror Story,
and
when
then
they
the
try
movie,
to sneak in.
In the movie, it's called Stand Next to Me. And it has. So instead of finding a dead body, they are the dead body. Like, there's a dead body in the house, and it's one of their friends, and they all die one by one. And then that's like what's written on the walls, Stand Next to Me.
Yes.
And it's something, and so that's what's in blood.
And then one of the girls is kind of like skanky in a stereotypical way, and one of the guys is a jock, and so they go to get busy in one part of the property.
Right.
And then they die first while they're having sex. And then there's like the nerdy one who's kind of scared and doesn't want to be there. He's gonna survive.
No, I think the nerdy one is the girl.
Nerdy ingenue, and she's gonna survive.
Yes.
And the douchebag friends that for some reason they're friends. Like, why would she hang around with them? And why would they hang around with
her? She's there to help them with the thing they're supposed to be studying for. They're going to barricade them in this house to study for the SAT all weekend. And then, that's what happens.
It's not worth it. I don't care if it gets you into a good school.
Like, no.
Go to your safety school. It's fine.
I know I don't have to say this, but copyright Dateline marketing @gmail.com. For the rights to this movie, Stand Next to Me.
Yes.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Ladies and gentlemen.
What are you doing?
What do you mean?
Keep it simple.
I'm making the promo.
Just keep it simple. Just say, hey, we're the Brav Bros, two guys that talk about Bravo.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're the Brav Bros.
No.
Oh.
Dude. Stop with the voice. Just keep it simple.
I've seen promos on TV, dude. This is how you get the fans engaged. This is how you get listeners. We're trying to get listeners here. If we just say, oh, we're two dudes that talk about Bravo, people are going to get tired of it already. We need some oomph.
All right, then fine. Let's try to do it with your voice.
Brav Bros.
Good job.
So it turns out Danny LaPlante is 16. He is watching them through the vents, and when the dad would wake up or come home from work, he would stop the noises. So he was doing that on purpose.
So he is like super sneaky. Wow.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Wow. So he's charged with a bunch of stuff, like a million counts, and he's put into juvie. And the Andrews are so grossed out with the biggest feeling of ick that they decide to move, obviously.
Come on.
But as they're deciding to move and they're packing up their stuff, the youngest daughter is like, are there the same TV channels there? And Annie, instead of slapping the sister across the face, and is like, there was a demon rat boy living in our walls. I don't care if NBC is on channel 5 instead of 4. You'll learn to live with it. Calm
that
down.
That girl, she needs to get her priorities.
Also,
straight.
In the 80s, there weren't that many channels. So calm down.
Yeah, you would like, find it. You'll find it. What's her name?
We're like 10 channels.
Emily?
You'll find them.
What's
Jessica.
Her name?
Jessica.
Dum-dum.
Calm down. So they, but the sister's like, we'll just find out. Like, very nice to her. And I was like, you're being too nice now.
Yeah,
so they're packing
really,
up their stuff.
She probably feels bad because it's her fault that the rat boy's living in the walls.
That's
because
true.
Because she
that's
wanted
a great
to date
point.
The handsome football captain yeah. from the other school.
No, that's true. So they're packing up, and the dad comes into the room, and he apologizes for thinking it was just PMS or something. Mm. He's now very hashtag believe all women, and he feels really bad. Good. And the daughter says, it's okay, Dad. I wouldn't have believed us either.
What? Don't give him that much. Come on.
Why is she being so generous all of a sudden? I'd be like, you owe me for the rest of my life. I want a car on my 16th birthday. Oh. I want to go to parties. I want no curfew. I want like every hot pair of ripped jeans that Axl Rose is wearing that cost $50. I want those or whatever people wanted in the 80s. I want a gift card to Wet Seal. And
And Miller's Outpost. And I won't hear anything.
I think
anything
that's
90s. That.
I think we've jumped to the 90s.
Oh, I don't know. What's the 80s?
I don't know. Esprit?
Reeboks?
LA Gear.
That's 90s.
Oh.
Yeah.
Shoot. Then I don't really know. So now it is a little bit later, and he's going to be tried as an adult. They've changed it because they think it's that serious. So
thank
he's going to be tried as an adult. But here's the kicker. He gets released on bond.
Come on.
What? For $10,000? I don't know who pays that bond. His mom? She didn't seem to like him that much. I don't know who is supporting this person.
Wait,
and
we
why,
meet the mom later. So, and yes, Kimberly's right. She doesn't seem to like him. So
why
I don't...
on earth would the judge think that it is appropriate to bring out this person, let them out in the light? What?
No,
where
because he goes
society,
to the hospital. No, because he goes to the hospital for 2 months first.
He does go to
a
mental hospital for a couple months, and then they release him back into the prison system or whatever.
So he fooled the mental hospital is what he did. He fooled them into thinking that he was recovering, and then...
Yeah,
that's where all this decision is coming from. They got good reports from the doctors, and so they're making decisions based on stuff that's not true.
He should not be a member of society.
No.
I'm all for second chances, but not in this case. You do
no,
not
if you're
deserve
living
to
in
be
a wall,
member of society.
Yeah, you lose that.
Yeah.
You lose
so,
that.
It's like on Seinfeld, and he's like, don't you want to be a member of society, Jerry? Because if you don't want to be a member of society, you can just pick up and move to the east side.
And
I don't even know what it means, but it's still funny. So he is allowed to go live with his mom and stepdad while he's awaiting trial. Mm. And now we jump back to the beginning where the pregnant mom with her two kids are coming home and the son wants to watch the show about the baseball player and the singer who live together. And this is another
What's
way.
That?
Is that Hey Neighbor? Is that Hey Neighbor?
That's Hey Neighbor.
What show is that? Was there an actual show? No, I don't know. But instead of saying the name, I want to watch that show with the baseball player and the singer who lived together. Oh, it's foreshadowing J-Lo and A-Rod. I just got it.
Oh, there you go.
This family, the mom and the two kids, are all murdered. It's so gruesome. The police come into the house and... the mom is shot twice in the head and they think it was a robbery. But then they go into the bathroom and they realize that the kids have been drowned in the bathtub.
I'm sorry, the kids are young. This is pretty awful.
They're very young. They're like 5.
Yeah.
So the kids drowned. I thought the cop did a very good reaction to that, a good delivery.
Yeah. Like,
very yeah, good for really how good. Disturbing that is.
Right.
So there's a drink on the table. It looks like a beer, like a mm-hmm. can and then a glass with beer in it. And then the mom's blood is all over the canopy bed, way Ugh. Like where it kind of shouldn't have been. Not blood spatter, but almost like someone had like smeared the blood all over. And right. So that weirdness made them think there's something more to this. This wasn't just like a robbery. The cop thinks of Danny LaPlante immediately. Mm-hmm. I think there aren't that many murders in this area. And so it's
yeah.
becomes like well known. So they go immediately to Danny's house, which is, turns out, a mile away through some woods, but with no houses between them. So basically, they are like next door neighbors. Hey, neighbor. Except
hey neighbor.
It's a mile of woods in between them. It's so creepy. So they go to his house. The mom answers the door. She looks like Sarah Chalk, but with like greasy hair. She looks like strung out, kind of.
They made her look very
rough.
Like she's done a lot of drugs or does yeah. a lot of drugs. Yeah.
Yeah. So she answers the door and she thinks they're coming because he missed a meeting. What did yeah. he miss, like a court date or a meeting with the parole, whatever? And they're like, no, it's more than that. And so she's like, Danny, get out here. And then she's like, ugh, sighing. Like, it's so strange.
Yes.
Because she's acting like he's a normal teenager. Because to him, she is a normal teenager. That's his son. And she's like, ugh, teenagers, you know, he will never come when I call him. But
yeah.
we know he is capable of the most horrible things in the entire world.
Right.
But he's just a teenager to his mom. It's very weird.
But why does she think that? She knows that he was just living in someone's wall for 3 months.
Yeah, I think she just thinks those are trumped up charges or I don't know. He's cool. Just troubled. He got better. He's fine now.
Sure, he's fine. He went to the hospital.
Yeah. So they look, the cops are waiting for Danny to come to the door, but he doesn't come to the door. And then in the corner of their eye, they see Danny running through the woods. He's bolting. He is on the lam. Take the lam.
All right.
And he is booking it.
Yeah.
And so now they've lost him. Somehow they were at his house. They've lost him in the woods.
Yeah.
So now we cut to back to the Andrews family, and they're still packing up their house. I would have moved. So I would have sent someone for my things.
I would have
go to a hotel.
I would have been in a hotel for sure.
Go to a hotel. You find some local neighbors or church friends, and they will pack up your house for you.
Right.
Rely on the kindness of strangers if you can't afford professional movers. I would not be there at all. Not even in the daylight. I could not be there.
I don't know how they're there and just so calm. I mean, the reenactors are calm. I don't know.
The reenactors are so calm.
But like,
still packing up their stuff.
I would not be okay. Especially because they know he's out, right? They must be keeping tabs on whether or not he was released.
Well, that's what I think. But then they get this call.
Right.
And I assume it's he's killed some people. And he's on the loose now. Like,
right.
He's not being monitored at his house or anything like that. It could have been he's out now. Like, by the way, we didn't tell you, but he was released on bond. But I feel like they would have tried to stay up to date on that. Regardless, they tell the dad this on the phone. We don't hear what they're saying. And
right.
The dad doesn't tell the daughters. You know what he does? He says, go to bed, girls.
Don't go to bed.
Why are you staying at this house?
You say, get in the car.
Get in the car. We're going to a hotel.
Yeah.
Like, hi. We're going to stay at your aunt Susan's house. I know we don't like her and she has a lot of cats, but it's fine. Like,
hey,
you're staying. I'm sorry.
Don't bring them into it. I think I'm shocked by the dad.
Go up. Go to bed.
Because what's your plan, man? You're just
going
to sit on the porch with a gun?
State lines and then we are going to like a hotel in another state.
That's correct. We are driving to Niagara Falls. Mm-hmm. Get in the car.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So then
maybe they don't have any money. But again, this is a favor type situation.
You beg someone, you find, I know there's no internet, but like you must know someone.
Someone.
Someone that you can stay with like for the night and then
right.
work things out.
Right.
So The dad does exactly what you said. He goes outside and mm-hmm. he sits on his front porch with a gun. He doesn't come through the front door, Dad. He goes through the walls.
That's right. Oh my gosh.
There's other entrances to your house, you know. There's a lot of windows. Maybe there's a back door with the patio. Like, what is you should be patrolling, walking around the house and inside the house, not just front door. What, he's not going to go through the front door. What? And go to a hotel. So,
yeah. I agreed about all of the above.
It's insane. So there's a manhunt on, and right. police that aren't on duty are coming in and volunteering their time. Like, everyone is looking for him. Right. And then someone reports a sighting of him in a lumber yard outside of town, which is really weird, but I don't know. He likes wood.
He's a rat.
He's like a termite. He likes houses. Yep.
There you go. That's exactly what he is.
The police swarm in. There's a helicopter above, and the police think they know where he is hiding, like behind some door, because he mm-hmm. loves hiding behind doors. And they're giving each other baseball signs, like curveball, you know, bunt, whatever. Like, they're giving each other signs.
They're doing like touch the nose, touch the ear. Yeah.
Yeah. So then they decide to play a little trick on sweet Danny LaPlante mm-hmm. by pretending to leave, like parents do when they're playing hide and seek.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, well, guess they're not here.
I'm going to go walk away now. Stomp, stomp, stomp.
I guess they don't want any McDonald's. Yeah.
But the thing with that is you actually don't go away. But these cops actually send most of the cops away, and they send the helicopter away.
Okay, then that's not a trick anymore.
That's not a trick. That's just being straight up stupid. I don't know what the goal is.
Accurate is this that what we're seeing to what actually happened? I would like a full rundown of what happened in this takedown.
And then they forego the whole trick because then they open up this side door and they say, Danny, come out.
Yeah.
So why did they do the ruse in the first place if they're just going to call him out? And you left all but two cops standing there. Right. Everyone else is this is the dumbest takedown.
This was really
ever
confusing. And I don't know why they showed it to us. Why they didn't just tell us about it or do it in a different way. But we didn't need to see this all in reenactment because it was very anticlimactic.
And very poorly organized. Whoever their team leader was,
I thought they were going to kill him. I was like, oh, he's going to die right now. That's why they're building up to it. And then, nope.
He comes out. Danny just comes out. Yep. And the cop is so, he's angry. He's felt the terror wash over his small town. So he's like, don't make me shoot you because I want to shoot you.
Okay. Well, let's calm down, officer.
Take it down a notch. You're at an 11. I need you at like an 8.
We already have the daytime Emmy going to Mustachioed Cop. So you can't. You're not up for it. You're not nominated this year. Next year, maybe. Keep up the good work.
Danny starts laughing. Like, don't shoot. But he's laughing.
Ew, I don't like it.
And I honestly thought maybe for a second he has that disorder where you cry when you're like laughing. You laugh when you're supposed to be crying. Like your emotions, there's a mix up in there.
Why would you think that? He's just a maniac.
They're mocking someone with that disorder. But no. I think he's just crazy. So,
he's a maniac.
Yeah. So the Andrews back at their house are still packing up. Because they are refusing to be at a hotel and they're packing up everything
they own.
Well,
the girls don't know. He doesn't tell the girls.
That's true.
They're just like.
But the dad gets the call that they caught him and he goes to tell the girls they've caught Danny.
Well, what? They don't know, Dad.
But they didn't know that he was missing. We never got to see him actually telling them that he was out. So they're like, oh, that's great. So then it's like the dad says, well, we don't have to move now if you don't want to. Do you still want to? And I was like, yes, I believe I said kill it with fire and no one should ever live there before.
Right. Well, he didn't ask you.
He didn't ask me. No. but your house is cursed forever. Yeah. So they decide, yes, they do want to still move. And they're all happy and go lucky. And they're packing up the truck. And it's
And then the youngest daughter says, I think we should try to talk to mom again. And the dad says, he looks at him. He looks from girl to girl. And he says, okay, I'll get the amulet. And like goes and gets, and then that's it. And then fade to black. And so they invited another demon into their house. And then it says, hey, neighbor, across the That's exactly what happened. Hey, neighbor, the episode where we summon demons.
Oh, my God. That's exactly. Yep. That's what happened. And this was a full, this was an episode of Full House. And it was wacky. So then we find out that they show real Danny.
Yeah.
He's in jail forever. He's 50 now, yeah. But he's been trying to appeal.
Sure has.
He was technically a minor when it happened, and they decided to try him as an adult. So he's been trying to appeal based on that. And he's also, every time he's up for it, tries to convince the judge that he is changed, and they have never fallen for it. So they
apparently no, they said that I didn't see exactly what it was, but when I looked it up, they said something about like he acts up in prison. Like he tries to like manipulate people. Like there's stuff that's happened that is causing like
he
problems.
Should not be near people. No, isolation.
Correct.
He's gonna build a group like that show The Happening with Kevin Bacon. He's gonna like get a bunch of followers.
Oh, there you go.
Who are you? Who's following Danny LaPlante?
There's a lot of people out there with some wacky ideas. They just want a place to belong. And
does he have a nickname in prison? And is it called
The Plant?
Walls.
Maybe he like Walls LaPlante.
Rat Boy.
Plant Wall. Wall Plant. Is there a thing called a Wall Plant?
Maybe.
Okay.
That'd like be a plant that you hang on the wall?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That sounds right.
But I think that. What was the other thing that I read? Oh, that was the thing that was sort of upsetting, that he had been severely abused, which is kind of like a, okay, go figure, because the crimes are horrific, what he does to the family.
Yeah.
And he was abused and then removed from the home, sent to a doctor, and was then abused by the doctor. So it's sort of like, you don't stand a chance. Like,
no.
It's,
although,
that's real
do
bad.
We really know that happened?
No, that was on Wikipedia.
It. I mean, does he? I mean,
did he enter that on Wikipedia?
It. Does he have internet access in the prison system?
These are good questions. This is just what I read. So,
or was he trying to get the doctor fired and like manipulating the doctor?
He did. He could have been. Take it with a grain of salt. That's just what it said. So maybe so. If not, he's just evil and is kind of a demon.
Yeah.
He's evil, anyways. It's not good.
He drowned two children in a bathtub. What do you say about that?
Separately.
I don't know why that makes it worse.
Because it's not at the same time. It's like he did one and then went to another bathroom and killed the other.
Yeah.
All over the house. Like, that's awful. Yeah. So one of them is just waiting.
Oh, that's horrible.
I don't know what he did. It's just a nightmare. Like, it's the saddest thing ever. And the mom
should have conserved
water.
And
the mom was
pregnant. One bathtub.
She was pregnant.
Oh, that's forgot.
She
about
wasn't
that.
Just
that's
a normal
terrible.
Mom. Like,
that's
no,
terrible.
He's a monster. Monster.
No, the whole thing is disgusting.
It's funny because the first part of this episode is terrible because it's like more than terrifying that he lives in the walls, and then it just becomes horrifying because he commits this.
So, like, you thought it probably was over, like when they.
I did, and I thought he was going to get better, and I kind of forgotten about the couple that they show us at the beginning, and I'm like, well, who are they? And then even when he goes to the house, it didn't occur to me that he would kill them. I thought he would just move into someone else's walls, and then he just murders everyone, and you're like, oh, he's escalating, okay, like to a. Terrifying
degree, yeah.
After he was just in the hospital for 2 months supposedly getting help. So, yeah, he's a monster.
It's so, God, and he's not just, so you, maybe he thought he would just go from wall to wall, like wall surfing.
Yeah,
instead of couch surfing.
Yeah, just going from house to house. But then he just got carried away and upgraded his crime, his criminal spree.
Okay, everybody. Uh-uh. Oh my gosh. So Danny LaPlante, demon, burned the house down. That's what we've learned. Check inside your walls. Your
check
landlord
your walls.
Will forgive you.
Maybe. But yeah, probably.
I think it's your skin cancer, maybe awareness month coming up. So check your skin for moles. Check your walls for bag of wieners.
Check your wall for moles.
There you go. There you go.
You never know.
Yep.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
Bye, everybody.
Bye. Stay safe.
Wash your hands.